From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where you get a deeper dive into stories from our radio newsrooms across the nation. Today On Deadline is asking a question many of us are thinking. What's going to happen during the upcoming presidential debates between former President Donald Trump and current President Joe Biden? And do they really matter, or are they just a spectacle like a reality TV competition? After more than 4 years of watching Biden and Trump throw verbal punches at each other, we can't help but wonder if anyone is really going to benefit from seeing the two debate, except maybe the trolls on Twitter. Sorry, X. But on June 27th, Trump and Biden are expected to meet on the debate stage for the first time since 2020 in a debate hosted by CNN. Then they're expected to meet again in September for a debate hosted by ABC. These debates won't be like ones Americans are used to. First of all, the debates won't feature a live crowd. Biden insisted that they go without them in his offer to Trump last week. Another oddity with these debates includes their location. While debates are normally held on different college campuses, the first debate at least will forego this tradition, instead opting for a television studio in Atlanta. As of this recording, the location for the ABC debate hadn't been announced yet. Biden and Trump's agreement to debate comes after months of speculation and instigation from at least one of the candidates. You see, Trump has said for months that he would only debate the president, not any of the other members of the GOP vying for his party's nomination. Biden finally answered Trump last week, saying in a video that he would debate the Republican and that the ball was in Trump's court. Trump quickly grabbed that ball, and now they're off and running with it. So, what can Americans expect? ABC political director Rick Klein joined Odyssey to give us a taste of what the face-off between Trump and Biden might be like.
Leading up to the election, two debates, it's going to be very different. But this all started with like a Twitter video and then this like back and forth over social media. And then within hours, we had all the debates finalized for the election cycle. It's almost as if like this whole thing is pre-rehearsed. Like you see this in pre-packaged announcements, like here's the little teaser on Twitter and then here's the big announcement later in the day. How strange was it for you to see?
I wish it was as easy as you just outlined. I will tell you from my perspective, being involved in putting this together, it was a chaotic, kind of wild couple of hours. We didn't know that the president would be taking this position, that he wouldn't be participating in the Commission on Presidential Debates. And we realized that there were going to be debates. It was going to be up to media organizations to sponsor them, like they typically do during primaries, not general elections. And so we worked with our team very quickly, as quickly as we could, to try to offer something up to both campaigns. Fortunately, we were able to offer something up, so did CNN. And we started the day with no debates, and we ended them with two plus a vice presidential debate that's in the works. So I think that's good for the process and good for democracy.
How confident are you, though, that these debates will happen?
Well, I mean, all we have now is the commitment from the candidates, and you can't guarantee what happens on the campaign trail over the next several months, what the candidates decide. They've made the commitment. They've accepted the offer. We're planning as if it happens. If someone decides not to show up, that's not something we can control, unfortunately.
What do you expect out of these debates? Now, they'll be a little bit different, right? There's some big changes. No audience, right? I mean, that's a pretty significant one. You know, who's running the debates is a little bit of a change. What do you think about the new, quote-unquote, format and how it might change what we see on the stage?
Well, it's kind of a return to the original presidential debates in this country. Back in 1960, the first ever debate were televised by individual networks. No audience, no distractions. It was just the candidates and the moderators. And I think it allows for more of a direct exchange of ideas and maybe an insult without kind of the feeling of a crowd or other voices that could be shouted down. It makes it, I guess, the kind of an easier production all around and a more unvarnished look at the candidate. So I think it will be different than what we're used to in the last several decades, but the point is to hear from the candidates. I think that will come through in the debate.
Arguments, name-calling, interrupting, and stretching the truth were all part of Trump and Biden's 2020 debates. But some have shared that they don't think there will be the same type of fire this time around, especially since Trump won't have a live crowd's energy to feed off of. Experts like Aaron Call, the director of debate at the University of Michigan, say that both men understand how crucial these debates can be. especially for men of their age who regularly criticize each other for being feeble, either in mind or body or both. They need to show that they have the stamina to debate for 90 minutes or 2 hours to reassure the country, Kahl explained in an interview with The Guardian. What weight do these debates really carry? KCBS political analyst Mark Sandilow answered that question and more last week.
They've now agreed to two debates. What drama will we see?
Good morning, Margie. I mean, now even the Biden camp is putting out free on Wednesday T-shirts that you can buy with a donation to the Biden campaign. And the stock market taunt that he just made against Trump. Biden has this big smile on his face as he's eating a Dairy Queen with a big double dip soft ice cream cone. The idea here, I think, for Biden is to try to express great confidence and to try to basically make people take Donald Trump more literally, because Donald Trump says these things all the time. You know, I will be the greatest job creating president God has ever created. That was one of, Trump's boasts. And of course, jobs went down under Trump because of the pandemic. So in the debate, yeah, we're going to see lots of this back and forth. I mean, Trump has, it may amuse you, it may sicken you, it might please you, but no one has been more effective at insulting opponents more than Donald Trump. I mean, the debates, he went after, the looks of his opponents, the looks of their wives, the size of their hands. He went after everything imaginable, and it's great for ratings. It's not necessarily good for trying to figure out, policy and who was going to be the best president.
Go a little further there. How do you imagine each candidate will handle the most pressing issues of the election? Israel-Gaza conflict, economy, border, democracy, Ukraine.
So they're both walking a pretty fine line on these. I mean, the Ukraine one is one where there's a stark difference. I mean, there's no question that Joe Biden is in favor of aid to Ukraine, and Donald Trump says that's not appropriate. This is what Biden sees as a chance to call out Trump on. I mean, so far, Trump's policy on Ukraine and on Gaza has been, if I were president, this wouldn't have happened. Well, that's not a policy. That's sort of just taking sides, which is exactly why Biden throws out things like his stock market taunt, because he wants people to sort of take these bombastic taunts by Trump and take them seriously and show how they don't reflect reality. I've got to say, this is like spread all the way up Pennsylvania Avenue to the Capitol. Last night, there was a hearing of the House Judiciary Committee, and in it, Marjorie Taylor Greene, the conservative, got mad at Florida Congresswoman Crockett and said to her, "Well, I think your fake eyelashes might be messing up what you're reading." Well, you don't insult each other over, eyelash appearance.
Oh, but they do.
So Crockett fired back and said she wanted the words taken down, which means stricken from the record, because you're not allowed to insult people. Well, the Republicans said, "No, we're not going to take that up." So Jasmine Crockett of Texas, she then said, "Okay, point of order, Mr. Chairman. I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's beach blonde, bad built butch body, would that not be engaging in personalities? Is that correct?"
Boy.
It's the situation comedy is fantastic. That doesn't mean government's working well.
We don't know what's going to happen during the debates yet. What we do know is that both men are swaggering in advance like champion boxers getting ready for the ring. Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. Since then, he hasn't shown up for a debate, Biden said in his video challenging Trump. In response, Trump took to Truth Social. "I am ready and willing to debate Crooked Joe at the two proposed times in June and September," he said. While those two seem pretty confident, not everyone is confident that the debates will even happen. CBS News correspondent Major Garrett joined Odyssey to discuss his concerns regarding these debates.
"How convinced are you today, sir, with still things to be worked out, that we will get this first debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden on June 27th?
I'm 75% convinced. The 25% allows for wrangling and aggressiveness between the two campaigns and last-minute reconsiderations. But The first one seems to me to be the most bankable. I'm less certain about the second. I don't think there's going to be a third one, at least on the terms that former President Trump has presented. So I think the June 27th one has the highest probability of occurring. After that, I would rate the probability of any future debate, vice presidential or presidential, no better than 50%.
So my theory has been for a while that if the election was today, that Donald Trump would win. I think more polling continues to show it, and I get that polling and cell phones is not always 100% accurate. But I believe the reason why Joe Biden announced this after consulting his team, I'm sure, for weeks and months, is that they have convinced him that they need to change the direction of this race, and it is not going their way, and that's why he's agreeing to a debate or to be the earliest debate in the history of any presidential race. Do you agree with me?
I agree in most parts. I would say I'm about 80% with you. The president and his campaign clearly need to shift the idea that they are being dictated to by the former president and the size of his crowds and his sort of ferocity. They also need to counter the narrative within the Democratic Party in particular that they're underwater in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. And the biggest reason is the president saw after the State of the Union, a State of the Union address that was far more political than a traditional State of the Union.
By a lot.
That a tent pole event, meaning where he is center stage, and if not the center of the stage, sharing the stage, is the best place for him to be. A corollary thought to that is the Rose Garden isn't what it used to be. Rose Garden events for this president in particular simply do not work. They don't drive anything. They don't move the needle. They don't create passion. They don't create any energy within the Democratic Party, and they don't reach the broader electorate. And by advancing this idea and getting Trump to agree to it so much earlier than typical, it appears the president is A, not afraid, B, seizing the initiative, C, forcing Trump to kind of agree to his terms before Trump really wanted to, or kind of taking that away from him, and creating the possibility for Democrats to see him early in the summer, in an aggressive mano-a-mano posture, which the campaign has decided, whatever risks, and there are risks attached to this, the risks are worth taking on for the potential upside benefit.
Along with the two presidential debates, there is a question of whether there will be any vice presidential debates. The Biden campaign has accepted an offer for Vice President Kamala Harris to participate in a vice presidential debate hosted by CBS. However, the Trump campaign hasn't. Instead, it accepted a separate competing Fox News proposal for that same debate. Another issue is that Trump has not yet announced who his running mate is. As we wait for that official announcement, there's already been a lot of speculation about at least a dozen top Republicans who could be in the running. As for those who want to see more than just two presidential debates, they probably shouldn't get their hopes up. In fact, a Biden campaign official has already shot down the idea of more debates. They said the debate about debates is over. Although, like most things with these two men, we'll just have to wait and see. This show is produced by Joe Heady, Christy Strauser, and by me. I'm Lauren Barry, and I want to say thanks for listening to On Deadline, Odyssey's serving of a top news story just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.